From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 9th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's making news in radio this morning. Radio networks have celebrated International Women's Day with all-female offerings. Moves underway to save Australian Associated Press. And international podcasts have dominated the Australian podcast ranker. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yesterday was International Women's Day, and radio wasn't slow to celebrate it. Triple M became Triple Femme for the day, with the girls in charge playing plenty of female artists. Over at Triple J, Sally Coleman and Erica Mallett put their hip-hop skills to work. They created a rap medley of the most inspiring female artists of the past decade. AAP staff have protested over the impending closure of the news agency. More than 180 journalists, photographers and sub-editors will lose their jobs if the closure goes ahead. Chief Executive Bruce Davidson is working behind the scenes with private investors to rescue the business. Speculation is that elements of the company may be sold off to save the core news reporting structure. AAP was established 85 years ago by Keith Murdoch and is owned jointly by News Corp, Nine Entertainment, Seven West Media and ACM. The inclusion of international podcasts has had an immediate effect on the Australian podcast ranker. Only last week, ARN launched iHeart Podcast Network, and its competitor Wooshka tied up with Stitcher. Already, Stuff You Should Know, My Favourite Murder, and Oprah's Super Soul Conversations are right up there at the top of the rankings. Stuff You Should Know was number one. And From the Newsroom, which is a local joint production from News Corp and Nova, ranked at number two. For full details of these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories making industry news today. IAB has released its State of the Nation report into selling audio to advertisers. Here are some takeaways from that report. Radio remains top of mind with media buyers when they're considering audio. Streaming is making inroads, but still lags far behind radio. The Fast Growth Award goes to podcasting, which has seen a rise from 5% awareness to 33% in just 4 years. Digital radio, that's DAB+, has gone from 11 to 32% over the same period. Well, the Pussycat Dolls have been very busy. From their performance on the world-famous rooftop for Hit FM on Wednesday to the Nova Red Room on Thursday, more than 300 fans packed into Mary's Underground in Sydney for the high-energy Red Room show. The Pussycat Dolls will be back touring in April. Melbourne's Joy 94.9 has received private financial support to fund a new breakfast show. The investment is believed to be the most significant private support given to any community media. The new Joy FM breakfast show will begin in April. And former 2UE gardening host Shirley Stackhouse has died at the age of 92. Shirley was part of the 2UE weekend gardening show, Over the Fence. Her husband, aviation and defence journalist John Stackhouse, died last year. The full details of these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
SCA's head of radio sales in Sydney, Carla Vella, has resigned after 4 years. Carla's accepted the position of Queensland Sales Director for the Shopper Media Group. And two graduates from AFTERS, Leah Porges and Pariah Tahersaday, have found themselves working together as podcast producers at Mamma Mia. And as we reported earlier, Melbourne's Joy 94.9 is to get a new breakfast show. They now have an ad up on the Radio Info site looking for a breakfast presenter. It's a part-time role with a 12-month contract. If this role's of interest to you, then check out the details of this and other jobs right now at the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company this Monday. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.